I want to just mention briefly the safety of CC486 or oral azacitidine, and that's primarily grade 1, grade 2 GI side effects. You see some nausea, some diarrhea, particularly at the beginning. It tends to be short-lived, or you tend to identify what anti-nausea medicine is effective, and that doesn't tend to be dose-limiting or kind of side effect that precludes ongoing treatment. Neutropenia is something that we also see with CC486. Almost half of patients will have a grade 3 or higher neutropenia, which sometimes requires dose holding or consideration of growth factor support. Just something to be aware of that at the beginning, as you're treating your patients on this, it is, you know, prudent to be checking counts every so often and see if your patient is developing neutropenia. But otherwise, I found it to be well tolerated.